This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about the powerful symbolism of kneeling. It is a demonstration of surrender to a conqueror when you have been vanquished. That's the topic today. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. It is June 5th, 2020. We're in the midst of the riots, the left-wing Antifa riots, Black Lives Matter riots, and what we've begun to see now all across the culture is people kneeling down before the Black Lives Matter terrorists or the Antifa terrorists, kneeling down in surrender to state that they have been conquered and vanquished, and that they are subservient to their new masters, who are, you know, Black Lives Matter or Antifa. And so we've seen entire police departments kneeling, sheriff's deputies kneeling. We've seen white groups kneeling down and begging for forgiveness for sins that they never committed, which is incredible. No white person, I mean, no any person in America today has ever owned slaves, and no person living in America today has ever been a slave. And it's absurd to apply this transgenerational guilt for the sins of your forefathers. Well, if that were true, we all of us, if you go far enough back in our ancestry, there are probably rapists and murderers and pillagers and horrible slave owners and all kinds of people throughout the whole history of humanity, hundreds of thousands of years and, you know, all the generations. And by the way, we all came from Africa, if you go back far enough. All of humanity that lives today came from about 4,000 people who were Africans. So all our ancestors were Black. And the truth is that all this division is Bravo Sierra, just pure BS to try to play people off and create division. So this kneeling down is powerful symbolism that is sending a message, a subliminal message for most people, because a lot of people aren't aware of the symbolism. But subliminally, they know that, yeah, you kneel down before your conquerors and you beg for forgiveness, or you beg to be allowed to live. And the conquerors get to set the rules because they have destroyed your culture or your country or your right to exist. And in this case, the conquerors are Black Lives Matter and Antifa. In other words, radical left-wing Marxists who hate America. They want to destroy America. They hate white people. They call for mass murder of white people. They call for white people to be removed from every area of society. They say there should be no white police officers, no white CEOs, no white people should be allowed to speak anywhere online, no white channels on YouTube, nothing. If you are white, say the people who claim that you should never judge a person by the color of their skin, but if you are white, you were born as an evil person. CNN has been attacking white children lately, saying that white children need to be made aware of their guilt and their privilege for being born white. I mean, can you imagine the level of insanity in all this? Think about the left-wing liberal logic, the fallacy of it. Again, you should never judge someone by the color of their skin, but all white people are bad, and that you're born in sin for being born white, and that children should be taught to be guilty. And that's on CNN, by the way. So this is the evil, destructive philosophy of the radical Marxist left, which is why every thinking person, every Christian person, every rational person should rise up in resistance against that insanity, because obviously you can't have a just society, you can't have an equal opportunity society, when one race, the white race, is condemned as being guilty from the day they're born. I don't know how that's supposed to solve racial division. It obviously doesn't. But so the symbolism of kneeling is very evident. What about the National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. that are now being ordered to have no rounds, no ammunition in their firearms? So there are about 40,000 National Guard troops deployed across America, mostly to assist law enforcement. They've all been ordered by the traitors in Washington, D.C., the head of the National Guard. They've been ordered to not carry any ammunition whatsoever. Well, what's the symbolism of that? Not only is our nation kneeling down before the conquerors, but we have surrendered our arms. We've surrendered ammunition. We are disarming before the conquering enemy forces that have occupied and are destroying the United States of America. So on one hand, you've got cops and civilians kneeling down, you know, to kiss the ring of the new black king or whatever the left wants to come up with next. But also you've got then the military, well, the National Guard, disarming and removing ammunition from all their rifles, basically surrendering and showing us that they are marching around with rifles as pure theater only. Without rounds in those rifles, there's no point to have them. But yet they are marching around with rifles with no ammo in them as a parade, a theatrical show that is actually hollow and has been emptied out on the inside because there are no rounds in those rifles. So that's two powerful examples of the symbolism and the subconscious, you know, subliminal programming that the radical left has been pushing on America. But there's another one. Note that they're calling for all police departments to be shut down and defunded. So they wish to abolish police nationwide. I mean, AOC has called for this, and other radical left-wing social justice lunatics like, what's her name? Rashida Tlaib, I think, another congresswoman who's an insane Marxist. They've said that all police must be shut down and defunded. In other words, no police departments nationwide, but you're also required to surrender all your guns as a private citizen. So no Second Amendment rights for the people, no police departments for any city, which means that the Black Lives Matter rioters, looters, the Antifa terrorists will simply run society. They will rule over America, which is, of course, consistent with the kneeling down, which has been now demonstrated by Democrat senators. They are kneeling before the Antifa rioters, the lawless Antifa. They are now the conquerors, and we're supposed to abolish all police. The Democrats know, they know full well, because you'd have to be incredibly stupid not to realize this. Well, maybe AOC doesn't know because her IQ is questionable. But they must know, most of them, that if you abolish police, you will unleash mass chaos across every city where the police are abolished. You know, that thin blue line is the thing that keeps the gang bangers at bay. It's what keeps bad people from doing horribly bad things. And even the police presence doesn't stop all the evil, right? It just barely keeps it from getting way worse. So even when the police are on the streets, there's still a lot of violence. But if you take police off the streets, then you get anarchy. And that is the real upshot here. That's what Democrats want, is anarchy. That's how they want to have their revolution. They want total anarchy, which is Democrat, left-wing, radical, fascists, and terrorists running everything, deciding which shops get burned to the ground and which shops survive, i.e. white shops, white-owned shops would be burned to the ground. They get to decide who the tech giants censor. They get to decide who wins every election. They get to decide who votes. They get to decide who gets to speak. You notice how we're being told that all these violent protesters, especially the black ones, we're being told that this is how they speak because they've been totally oppressed. Really? They've been oppressed? No, they get to speak freely all over Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. I'm the one that's being oppressed. People like me, we are banned. We are censored. You know, black social justice voices are never censored on Facebook. They're not oppressed. Give me a break. They get to speak out every day and say everything they want, including kill Whitey and murder the president. There's no oppression in their speech. They get to say anything and everything they want. In fact, it's now demanded that we listen to them, no matter how insane the things they're saying sound. But we, those of us who are pro-America, pro-Trump, those of us who question vaccine safety, those of us who are even warning Black America about the dangers of the cancer industry and how hundreds of thousands of Black men and women are killed every year by the cancer industry, we are the ones being censored. We are the ones whose voices have been oppressed. And it's not a racial thing. It's a truth thing. If you speak the truth, you will be oppressed. If you question the establishment, you will be oppressed. But this whole Black Lives Matter riot movement, you know, an Antifa movement. It is packaged as an anti-establishment movement, but it has the complete support of the establishment. The tech giants love it and endorse it and bow down before it. All the corporations across America, except Chick-fil-A, bow down before it. You know, who's that football guy? Breeze or B's or D's or whatever. Now he's apologizing to the mob for daring to say that we should respect the flag. You know, every corporation, every institution in America is celebrating terrorism. Now, Walmart giving a bunch of money to terrorist groups. Google giving tens of millions of dollars. I think it was $37 million to terrorist groups. And we are the ones who are oppressed, those of us who are speaking the truth, whether we're black or white or Latino or what have you. So this whole idea that this group is oppressed and that they have to speak out through violence and that therefore we should embrace their violence as a form of First Amendment speech, this is insane. And you want to find out what's going to happen to your city when there are no police? Well, you may just get your wish if you're in Los Angeles or someplace like that. When the police are abolished and your local Democrat politicians have taken away your guns, you're going to find out just how insane things are when these left-wing Marxists come rape you and loot everything out of your house, kill you, burn your house to the ground, kidnap your children to be sold off to the child trafficking trade that the Democrat leaders really love, especially the big fundraisers for the Democrat Party like Mr. Buck, you know. These are some real sicko, psychopathic, you know, demonic creatures who have a D by their name. The D stands for demon or demonic, by the way. This is what you're going to see if the police get abolished. It's going to be like a Kurt Russell movie, Escape from New York or Escape from Los Angeles. It's going to be total anarchy, but that's what the left wants. They despise the rule of law. They want total anarchy, and this is how they think they can get it. So keep in mind, as you're watching these people kneel before the terrorists, keep in mind, you know, what that really is. That's a surrender to terrorism. Keep in mind what it means when the National Guard is disarmed by having no ammunition in their rifles. That is a military surrender to conquerors who are the Marxists and the fascists. And keep in mind what it means when you are told that you have no right to speak, when you are banned and censored, but that black people can speak through violence and that you have to give up your guns and have your local police shut down so that these mostly black, but sometimes also white, crazy leftists can achieve total anarchy in your city, and they can rule over you, and they can decide to steal anything they want to steal or rape anyone they want to rape. You have to let them do it because they have the moral high ground. Yes, they, the rapists, the killers, the lunatics, the communists, they now have the moral high ground, according to all of society, big tech, big pharma, big corporations, left-wing media, and it seems like half the military as well. You have to bow down. Oh, and the sports and Hollywood culture. You have to bow down and let them shoot you, rape you, steal from you, insult you, silence you, oppress you, because you were born without the proper amount of melanin in your skin cells. You were born in sin for being born white, and you must suffer and die as a result. That is the message from Walmart, from Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the corporations, Pepsi, you know, all of them. This is what they want for you. You are evil if you're white, but you should never judge somebody by the color of their skin, right? And, oh, and by the way, at the end of all this, they claim to have a monopoly on love and tolerance. So to them, tolerance means mass murdering, raping, looting, and killing white people in the name of love. That's what the left has come to, and that's why every rational person must work to rise up and defeat these lunatics on the left who are running these campaigns of violence and censorship against voices of reason for our society. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Watch my videos and podcasts at Brighteon.com.